Absolutely, the quantitative understanding is very, it was very important. Also, it is interesting to appreciate that a chemical engineer was looking at the problem this way. At the same time, people like Bob Neerham, who is at Georgia Tech, major figure now in biomedical engineering, they were in the early stage of their career, and they would look much more in the flow characteristics. They were interested, for example, in how the flow behavior of the blood itself was affecting the deposition. So a mechanical engineer was seeing it a little bit different than a chemical engineer, but all the results came together. And they led to a major. Now, it's important to appreciate, I mean, the biomedical field is such an interdisciplinary and cross-disciplinary field that good training is very important, I felt. I'm delighted I did the postdoctoral fellowship at that time. It was only 1 year. It was not two or three. It is not unusual now to have biomedical engineers who finish and they spend two or three or four years, especially learning new cellular techniques or getting into genetics or getting into gene therapy or whatever. So it's become a must for the field. And I'm saying that because perhaps in classical electrical engineering or chemical engineering, you can have students who become professors immediately after their PhD. But in biomedical, this background is needed.